Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 19th of April 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Rick VK7RI. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters of VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Friedrichshafen Hamfest cancelled. The following comes from IARU News Bulletin 1558. Dear all, as you may have already heard in the news today, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Germany does not allow any large meetings or events to take place until the end of August 2020. I regret to inform you that hence Ham Radio 2020 has been officially cancelled. We hope to see you again at Ham Radio 2021, which is scheduled for the 25th of June to the 27th in 2021. Please stay safe and healthy, and that's 73 St Thomas, DF200, DARC, International Affairs Team. Sewing Circle Net. Please note that from the 13th of April 2020, the Sewing Circle Net will commence at 1700 on the frequency of 3.64 MHz, and that's 73 St Gavin, VK7VTX. 23cm QSO Party. Record numbers participating. Last Sunday morning, 15 stations participated from Hobart, 2 from up north, to produce a record of 17 stations. The challenge is to get 23 on 23, so we need another 6 stations. Richard, VK7ZBX, worked Brian, VK7KWB, for the first time on digital with signal levels of negative 15 dB. And a reminder that during the week, if you are feeling socially isolated, a group of stations are monitoring 1296.150 FM most of the day and are ready for a chat. Just put a call out on 1296.15 and you never know who might come back. And that's 73 St Rex, VK7MO. Purcell News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The WIA Head Office Bureau is now planning to forward QSL cards to the state managers on a quarterly basis. Advice has also been received that due to the current situation with the coronavirus, the office is not fully staffed and it may be some time before we receive any further deliveries. The current list of cards held as of the 3rd of April, including the latest delivery on the 12th of March, is in the email version of the broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in delivery of any of the QSL cards in your area. Thank you for those who have already advised him. He hopes to send a few more cards out the next week or so. If you have any questions for your QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 St Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager for the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Non-commercial for sales and wanteds. Wanted: keyboard for a Tono Theta 5000E communications terminal. Please contact Idris, VK7ZIR, at VK7ZIR@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And our news from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meetings held at the Glebe Gardens shall be back on track with plans for future events as soon as government regulations change from the current situations. Time to think a plan for the future events. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Here we are, another week has gone by and isolation continues for us all. We trust everyone is taking care in the current environment, not only looking after your physical health, but also, importantly, coping with your mental well-being. The challenges confronting us us all are not easy, but luckily we participate in a hobby that allows you to talk to many amateurs not only in your own state, other parts of Australia, but also around the world. How many other hobbies give you this opportunity? Ironically, at this QDH, which is in plain sight of most intact repeaters, we have numerous handheld radios lying around, but all with seemingly have flat batteries. I will need to sort that problem. I've been busy sewing, mind you, not always to plan. I've managed to damage my big expensive Janome MB4 embroidery machine, so I have had to put a call in for a new part. Hoping to hear from the company soon and get it back into action. In the absence of the OEM, I luckily have the service manual to hand which steps you through the repairs required. I will therefore now have to learn how to pull it apart, make the necessary repair, and then put it all back together again, as she is too heavy and big to take in for service. We have no local service agent, but even if we did, I doubt the trip there would be classed as essential service. Mind you, given its size and weight, lifting and carrying it must surely constitute physical exercise, but certainly not. As a sewer and hoarder of machines and fabric, I find it very amusing, but in circumstances, it falls to my little lot of sort out. Well, enough of the trivial stuff. By now, INTARC members should have received a newsletter from Idris, VK7ZIR, President of INTARC, bringing all up to date on what we're doing every Wednesday night in lieu of the technical sessions here at the clubroom. A radio technet has been established for these evenings. The net commences at 19:30 hours on 3.56 MHz lower sideband, is being hosted by Nick VK7BEE. Yes, Nick wears more than one hat. Listeners may recall that he has last popped up as our club auctioneer. In parallel with RadioNet, an online chat server using Discord is being run. This allows participants to join in the forum in the ways that RadioNet may not allow. The Discord net controller is Paul, VK7KPA, who is available for any questions and assistance in getting online. To join this group, you will need to receive an invite from the server owner. Once you have that, you can sign up to Discord and then join the group with a specific invite provided. Okay? Well, the invite link you need is Discord INTARC TechNet. To use Discord, you can either use via the web browser or download the application for your system environment. So either GNU Linux, OS X, iOS, Android or Windows. To download the application, go to the download page, Discord download page. As I've yet to join the group, I have no first-hand knowledge, but I have been advised that last Wednesday the 15th all went well. This being our second night. Once again, this occurred on 3.567 MHz lower sideband at 19:30 local time, with many participants getting involved. Once again, all stations had moderate to good signals, which improved as the evening progressed. Next Wednesday, we'll be at the same time, same channel, so I hope to see you there. You are listening to VK7WY, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. John Moyle Field Day Contest. The following is courtesy of Andrew, VK7DW, and he advises the following. In the WIA results from the recent John Moyle Field Day Contest, our club callsign, VK7TAZ, is recorded in second place for 6-hour portable operation, model operator, phone, all bands. Well done and congratulations to all participants. To Andrew and all those other INTARC members who took part in this event, congratulations to all. Sadly though, that must be all from INTARC this week. Take care, and if you don't need to go out, stay home and read, listen to music, get on the radio and talk to the world, or warm up the soldering iron and get on with those projects. Above all though, please keep well. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, it's always good to have something new to which to entertain the troops. Then please email them to either of the following email addresses, which are intarc.emails@gmail.com or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com. Some time to come, the weekly news will become the medium for informing all about happenings, or lack thereof, in the local amateur radio world. It would be appreciated if any news, no matter how insignificant, could be sent to no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast. This is to allow its timely insertion into the INTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together after Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. And that's 73-7 Yvonne, VK7 FYMX, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. And now over to news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Reese Club Virtual Gathering. Last Wednesday night, the Reese Club held its first virtual club gathering using the marvels of Zoom meeting and collaboration software. The night attracted 16 members and comments about the gathering were good. We kicked off with the rundown from the members of the Reese Committee on what we're planning with the Zoom trial from Richard, VK7ZBX, and Larry, VK7WLH, and then moved to a What Has the Reese Committee Been Up To segment with Tony, VK7VKT, and Hayden, VK7HH. There was then a broad discussion on the various virtual gatherings that take place that included the 4:30pm net on the 6-metre repeater, TX is 53.835 and RX 52.825 each day. There are a group of people who monitor the 1296.15 MHz during the day, so you're most likely to get someone come back for that chat. There is a 1296.15 QSO party each Sunday after the broadcast that you heard about earlier. There is a sewing circle net now on 3.64 MHz from 5 to 6pm each day. There is Dave's VK7OB's trout net on 7.115 MHz from around 5pm each day. There is a 10 metre on 28.680 MHz and 20 metre 14.230 MHz slow scan television cam hosted here in the southern Tasmania and is monitored by Steve VK7OO and Rob VK7MAG SSTV cams, and the address can be found in the email version of the broadcast. There are many talk groups on DMR at global, national and local 3807, and there is usually someone you can talk with. We also discussed having short presentations on subjects of interest for our virtual audience, and some ideas were floated. The members of the group usually attend the Wednesday afternoon group were particularly excited about being able to meet face-to-face again via the Zoom facility. We then opened it up for attendees to put in comments, and there was some great feedback, ideas and comments. We thank Hayden of VK7HH and the University of Tasmania for allowing us to host the meeting using the Zoom platform. Considering the positive feedback from members, the Reese Committee is looking to set up regular Zoom meetings for the Wednesday afternoon group so they can meet from 12 to 3pm on a Wednesday. An email with details will be sent to all club members very soon. We are also looking to set up monthly whole of club virtual meeting on the first Wednesday night of the month, and we will have someone presenting. Watch your email for more details. We look forward to seeing you online next time. And that's 73 from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV, working from the shacks, number 4, Experimenters Night. This Wednesday night will be our fourth Working from the Shack night, and will be an on-air interview and shack tour with notable amateur. Take a look at the Reese Tas Facebook events page for more details. This will be made possible through the marvels of Zoom online meeting and collaboration tool. We get underway from 7:30pm and we'll be taking questions via repeater 2, which is 146.700, DMR talk group 3807, and the YouTube chat channel. And a reminder that we go out on RF 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So, if you have a TV, set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel and on Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenters Working from the Shack night number 4 from 7:30pm. And that's 73 from Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And now on to some technical articles. New guidelines for non-ionising radiation protection. The International Commission on Non-Ionising Radiation Protection has released new guidelines for the protection of humans exposed to RF electromagnetic fields. The guidelines cover the 5G technologies as well as AM and DAB radio, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth and current 3G, 4G mobile phones. The International Commission for Non-Ionising Radiation Chairman, Dr. Erik van Rongen, said the new electromagnetic field guidelines have taken 7 years to develop and are more appropriate than the 1998 guidelines for the higher frequencies that will be used for 5G in the future. We know parts of the community are concerned about the safety of 5G, and we hope that the updated guidelines will help put people at ease, he said. The guidelines have been developed after a thorough review of all relevant scientific literature, scientific workshops and other extensive public consultation processes. They provide protection against all scientifically sustained adverse health effects due to EMF exposure in the 100 kHz to 300 GHz range. The main changes in the 2020 guidelines that are relevant to 5G exposures are for frequencies above 6 GHz. These include the addition of restriction for exposure to the whole body, the addition to restriction for brief less than 6 minutes exposure to small regions of the body, and the reduction of maximum exposure permitted over a small region of the body. When we revised the guidelines, we looked at the adequacy of the ones we published in 1998. We found that the provisions ones were conservative in most cases and they would still provide adequate protection for current technologies, Dr. van Rongen said. However, the new guidelines provide better and more detailed exposure guidance, in particular for the higher frequency range above 6 GHz, which is of importance to 5G and the future technologies using these higher frequencies. The most important thing for people to remember is that 5G technologies would not be able to cause harm when these new guidelines are adhered to. Other minor changes to the guidelines include greater transparency to make logic and scientific basis of guidelines easier for the health protection community to engage with, additional means for assessing compliance with the guidelines, and greater specification on how to assess complicated exposure scenarios. That was sourced from Critical Comms Web eZine. Another technical article. AMSA reminds industry of DGPS discontinuation. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority, or AMSA, has outlined the feedback it has received regarding the pending discontinuation of Australia's Differential Globe Positioning System, or DGPS. It has also outlined steps that can be taken by DGPS users to move to alternative positioning system arrangements, which, it says, will result in improved service. According to the AMSA website, DGPS is ground-based GPS augmented system operating on 285 to 325 kHz frequency range. It was introduced in the 1990s to improve the accuracy of and integrity of GPS information for ships navigating off the coast of Australia. A network of 16 DGPS stations, each with a reference unit that generates correction and provides integrity monitoring for GPS signals, makes up AMSA's DGPS service. Their location was chosen based on the volume of traffic and the degree of risk. The stations compute the difference between the station's accuracy for known positions and the GPS provider position and provided users within the range of the DGPS radio beacon the differential amount, thereby enabling shipboard receivers to improve position accuracy to better than 10 metres. However, the nature of the signal means that it is in a range limited and does not cover all of Australia coastal waters or the EEZ. Thus, the variety of reasons the DGPS service is being discontinued. Of particular importance is that of the accuracy of the GPS now exceeds the accuracy provided by the DGPS service. In addition, modern GPS receivers incorporate automated integrity monitoring functions to warn the user when GPS information is degraded. AMSA called for feedback from industry and users regarding the pending discontinuation. Only 4 submissions expressing concern were made. Full details of the DGPS and its impending withdrawal can be found on the AMSA website. That was sourced from Critical Comms Web eZine. And now over to regular gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. NWTR and TVG, club meetings cancelled until further notice. NTARC, club meetings cancelled until further notice. REST also, club rooms are closed until further notice. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. NTARC Technical Net on 3.567 MHz lower sideband at 1930 local time. Events. Sewing Circle Net commences at 1900 on 3.640 MHz. VK7HH, Ham Radio DX on YouTube anytime. A reminder for those people who are rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7TW. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7TW. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7TPE. 10 metres, VK7JGD. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items of the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio Groups.io group. And the deadline for the items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we'll reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73 from Rick, VK7RI.